My friends, over the weekend, simulcasting to Los Angeles, miraculous thing, entertaining the citizens of that great city, will be their own station, KCRW-LA. With me in the studio right now, two individuals that will be in town for a wee bit. Ann Litz here, welcome, Ann.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Welcome.
Hi.
Thanks so much for being on the program. So you're here representing your company. Do you get to goof off, or is this all serious business?
Oh, man, it's a delicate balance, isn't it?
Yeah, we would like to goof off more. No, it's work when we're here because we're trying to talk to people and put together some broadcasts. You know how that is.
Is it mostly music that you do? Are you a nonprofit station?
We're public radio. And, you know, we say the word work, but come on. I mean, we love what we do, don't we?
Right. It's relaxing when you're here.
We're not doing
radio,
brain surgery.
Yeah, you know, we love, we have a passion for the music that we present. We have a passion for the people we bring to the microphones. And I'm not just saying that, you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So work is a relative term here. We're overjoyed to be here.
Is KCRW a mostly music-based station?
It's sort
or do you
of
mix
half
it up like
half.
We do information and music?
Yeah,
right?
We do. We were looking at your schedule, and we do the same thing. We sort of half music. It ends up being half news and information, cultural stuff, and half music. So you know, we do a little bit of what you guys do here.
Are the two of you in the music department, or are you in the NPR? Wait a minute.
Are you in the NPR
We are. We are. We are the music. We are representing the music side. Yeah.
All right.
We are.
Very
and that's
nice.
What we're broadcasting live from here, our three music shows.
Now, Music Cafe, a big spot for you, correct?
Well, that's where we're going to be tonight, you know, where they have the ASCAP thing during the day.
Mm-hmm.
Last year was actually the first time that KCRW proper was here at the festival. Mm-hmm. You know, we've all been coming for years for the festival because we all work in film as well. But, you know, it's the first time the station was officially planted in Sundance was last year. That went really well, so we're back this year, and we're taking over the Music Cafe tonight, tomorrow night, Sunday night, and it's a variety of things each night. You know, there's a, it's kind of a compendium of live performance and DJs and
we're finding that a lot of musicians who we might normally find in a band are actually composing scores for soundtracks and things like that independently. And so a lot of them end up here, and it's always a really eclectic combination of people. Tomorrow night, we have a world music producer and composer called Carmen Rizzo playing. We have Modest Yahoo playing.
We just ran into him on the slopes.
We just ran into him in the street and invited
him.
He's
everywhere.
Yeah,
I
know.
He likes it here. So and, he's playing multiple locations in town. So what you do is, for the next few evenings, are you hosting like a is it a lounge that you're hosting, or are you actually broadcasting those evenings?
The evenings is just a hang.
It's a party, right?
But the afternoons, like tomorrow afternoon, starting at 1 o'clock Park City time, again on Sunday in the afternoon, and then Monday morning becomes Eclectic, which is our flagship music program. Jason Bentley is the host of that. He's DJing right now down at the Acre Space, so he's not here with us. But he's going to be broadcasting live on Monday morning.
Yeah.
All right. So it'll be live during the day, and these are just social events. Can the public get in, or is this one of those invitation only?
Yes, they can. Actually, you can come into the live broadcast 1 to 4 Saturday, Sunday, 10 to 1 on Monday, and you can just stop by, see us, say hi. That's what we want to do. We want people to stop by. And tonight, you can come by the cafe as well.
Wonderful. All right. And in the real life, in the L.A. world, then you all show up for your dedicated shifts of music. Is that
indeed.
And do you each have your own programs?
Yes, sir.
And so unlike here, we have a lot of volunteer DJs. You know, we're a very small town. It's wonderful, you know, because the volunteers show up and, you know, they play what they want to play. Plus, we have a little bit of a list that we throw at them. But a lot of music programming. But do you have an emphasis? Are you new music? Are you a mixture of classic? Are you all about the song, or are you all about emerging?
You know, the ethos at KCRW for years and years, and we've been there a long time, both of us, has always been put the DJ on the air and leave him to his own instincts and let the DJ play what he loves.
They love.
And that's all that we've ever asked of any of the DJs is play what you love, leave off what you don't love. You know, you like it, leave it off. You love it, play it. You know, no mediocrity. Chances are good if you're playing something that you love, then people listening are going to love at least, you know,
and
some
there's
of
a
it,
lot of cross-pollinization among the DJs. Many of us love many of the same things, but we all have our different touchstones, and we come from different places, geographically and spiritually, and so we present it,
you know, ethnically, heritage-wise. It's pretty cool. We're really lucky, like you said at the top of this, that we're in a big city where we're able to just play what we want to play. Mm-hmm. You know,
well, we're
have
mostly
freedom.
Volunteers too.
So and it doesn't. Doesn't go then one direction. In other words, you might hear Jamaican music, you might hear
Louis Armstrong,
reggae,
you might hear
Frank Sinatra still.
Or the new band
hear,
down the street.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wonderful. And, you know, the new digital world then, it's not just broadcast now, correct? I mean,
KCRW.com.
You have folks all around the world that are fans.
Yeah. And we have Eclectic 24, which is a 24/7 sort of, all music stream that integrates the breadth of what we do.
And we have got a music blog that, you know, we represent what we're excited about. And
YouTube channel.
You can stream everything, all of our live performances. We archive all of those. So you can go back and get them. And so we're trying to put it out there, not just radio side, although that's certainly where we all come from. And that's what we know and believe.
It starts there, right?
Yeah.
And then, but, you know, you could take any of your favorite artists and put them in the archive search engine, come up with Lou Reed or, you know, whatever, for the thousands of performances that we've logged in over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Can you still play records?
Oh, yeah. For sure. They do every day.
See, they took ours.
They took your turntable.
We got the turntables.
In fact,
we've got these new KCRW slip mats that are for the, you know, for the turntables.
We'll have to get some for you, except you don't have turntables.
So, Ann, let's talk to you personally then. When are you on the air?
I am always on the air noon to 3, Saturdays and Sundays Pacific time. So tomorrow, 1 to 4, it's actually my show that's broadcasting live Saturday and Sunday.
What do you call it? Do you have like a cool handle or
no,
name
No, you know,
your
we
show?
Used to do that. We don't. Amlet
show.
just we go by our DJ names. But
it's not the Sunday Smorgasbord or something like that.
Although that's kind of a good name. it's just that. And, you know, this weekend it'll be different. Chris will be stopping by. Jason will be stopping by. Some of our other DJs in town will be stopping by, too. So it'll be a little different. But
and do you broadcast in from, like downtown? Are you in a downtown kind of central location?
Santa Monica. We're by the beach.
We're in the basement of a community college about 20 blocks from the beach in Santa Monica. We do not. I mean, looking at this view, I mean, this is... Yeah. Breathtaking.
We're in the basement of the cafeteria at the college.
Yeah. It smells
really
good.
Yeah, not always.
Or maybe not. Yeah, I think it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess the basement gets the garbage, right?
Yeah, yeah, sometimes there's a backflow. Yeah.
Where it goes. Yeah. And do you live in the area?
Did you relocate for that?
I mean, you say geographically you're from different places.
Well, I'm from the South. I grew up in Virginia, spent a lot of time in North Carolina, moved to California. I actually met Chris Doritas, who brought me to KCRW. So,
You were the reason.
He's the reason, actually,
that
I'm there for now almost 18 years, which is kind of stunning.
Has it changed dramatically, or is it still the same station, and that's what makes it so enjoyable?
I would say the changes are probably more subtle from the outside, but within KCRW, the changes were pretty dramatic because of the personalities that come and go, and that's such a big part of KCRW is the force of personality that, you know, you find yourself working alongside, and those things have changed. But for the public's perception, perhaps, you know, it might seem more like subtle shadings.
Yeah.
Well, what about the economics of it? You know, we've had nonprofit stations here locally that have had some real difficulties maintaining what they want to do.
We're so lucky. Yeah. We have such an incredible audience.
We do. I mean, maybe it's the benefit of living in a big city, and we have a broad reach, and there are a lot of people, particularly in Los Angeles, in show business, quite frankly, in the music business, you know, who are located there and have been very supportive of us. So we're actually quite lucky.
You're publicly funded then by listener supported.
Listener supported, you do what we do.
We do fund drives, same thing as y'all. One week long. We have a drive?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do right over Valentine's
but
Day.
But I always make it a point when I go to a different city. I don't know how many public radio stations I'm a member of. Anytime I'm in a city and I listen, I'm like, oh, I want to be a member. So,
that's good.
You know,
Well, you know, people ask me that also because I've been doing this for a long time, the pledge drives, and it's like, I just love doing it because it's the time where you're like, look at how wonderful this is that you have this in your town. Why not?
You get to talk
it,
about what you love.
It's not commercial. It's not government. It's, you know, and we can do things that nobody else can do. We can give platforms to so many people, nonprofits and musicians. You know, I have a musical guest coming up next, and it's just great. I love that. I love asking for funding.
And being able to, you know, shine the light on something that you have such a passion for.
Absolutely.
I like it, too. I like the drives because we get to stop and talk about something that we really, really love.
And we can, I always feel like it's such a collective thing, too, because collectively we can all make a difference together. It's not, you know, somebody up at the top of the mountain telling us what to do. So,
will you mention on your pledge drive in a couple of weeks for people to listen to our pledge drive and support us?
Yeah, when is your drive?
We've done that before.
It's Valentine's Day.
Oh, Valentine's Day is right after ours.
Ours ends on Valentine's Day.
Same time.
We absolutely will. In fact, we talked about you all last year during our pledge drive.
Wonderful. I like that.
We did. We talked about the view you guys had.
Also, you know, I've been a part of this festival since its very beginning, and it was film, film, film. But now it at times feels more like a music festival than a film
festival.
And
I always wondered why there wasn't more music here when I would
There's
come
so
here.
Much.
But now there is a
you
lot.
Can't
yeah.
even,
yeah.
even imagine how
well,
much
obviously,
music
obviously, we work in music and film. So, you know, having that integration is natural for us. And I felt like it was always sort of a dearth of music. But now I'm really excited about how there's more of it here.
All right, so you can tune in, my friends. Get the L.A. Take on Sundance directly from Main Street. It's tomorrow and Sunday, 1 to 4 p.m., 91.9 FM right here on KPCW, 88.1 FM and KPCW.org. The good folks with KCRW will be entertaining you. Jason Bentley, who is not here, and Ann Litt, who is, will broadcast live from performances at the Music Cafe right on Low Main. Interview actors, filmmakers, and you can be a part of it by listening in. Thanks to both of you.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You.
Pleasure
thank
to
you
have
so
you
much.
On the show.
Indeed.
We're going to take a short break. It's the BBC World Service News, a quick little local news story. And my musical guest, I believe, standing by. I haven't looked out in the aisle yet, but Katie Cole. Danny Schechter will be here also. He's in town for a book signing at Dolly's. And it's, let me give you the correct title of the book. It is Madiba A to Z, The Many Faces of Nelson Mandela by Danny Schechter. He'll be on the air at 5:45.